Once a month, I get to use the word cavalcade.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Today's the day. Because it's just this rolling thing of really talented people and people wanting to make their communities great because they're putting on arts events. And we get to talk to Katie Marshall today. She's the executive director of the McCroskey Arts Center in downtown Grand Rapids. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So September doesn't mean it's slowing down, I suppose.
No, not at all. Not at all. We got a ways to go before that happens.
Yeah. All right. So I think we should start off with what's going on downtown and then head to McCroskey.
All right. Sounds good. So yes, there, as always, is a lot going on downtown. Starting out at Frame Up, they have Grand Rapids resident Donna Miller, who will be showing her colorful sketches, and they'll have music by Minton Miller. Jazz at the VFW tonight's going to be great, as it always is, but they have Breon Morrison on guitar and Jay Epstein on drums joining the crew, so it should be a great night. And then at Wings and Willows, they have watercolorist Sue Brown Chapin, and Sue was one of the artists in our juried show that won a prize, and so mm-hmm. she'll have mm-hmm. you'll be able to see more of her works. She does a lot of northern Minnesota scenes. She lives kind of near Jay Cook State Park, so some really beautiful work by her at Wings and Willows. Then Lake Lover Vintage is going to be open and showing some of their locally made art offerings and some local art found at estate and garage sales. So treasures
Ooh,
on display.
Wait yep. a minute now, really like yeah. a painting or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm sure you can find a lot of treasures mm. if you go looking. So they'll have mm-hmm. some of that on display at Lake Lover for the treasure hunter.
Look at, he's thinking his
I know,
own
I can
treasures.
See, I can see the wheels turning.
Settle down. Talking to myself.
All okay. right.
Over at the Central Square Mall, they have a couple of things going on. They'll be showing artwork by artist Sam Camilli. She was one of the first artists in residence in Central School, and they started that program, and she's going to be showing what she's working on now, which is some larger abstract works of acrylic on canvas. And then Sweet Amelia's will have cupcakes at the mall because they will soon be opening in a new location.
Mm-hmm.
And Clara's Cupboard is going to be our newest addition to the First Friday Art Walk, and they will be open and featuring Sandy Gowitz from Northwoods Candy Company with handmade chocolates. And then in Central School, they've got a couple different events. Mary Myers Corwin and Leah Yellowbird will both be up on the third floor in the Artist Loft. True North Salon's doing complimentary lipstick touch-ups for fall. And then Yarnworks is having an open house celebrating
whoa,
their...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back up. What do we
he
have?
Wants to know about the lipstick
touch-ups.
Lipstick touch-ups?
Yes, you
what
know.
What does that mean?
I think you can probably try out some new colors.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Oh, so you're not going to like wear your lipstick and they'll say, we don't quite like that.
Let me
so
touch that up a little.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like going to a body shop and getting your car touched up.
Well, it's kind of like a body shop. It's a new season, so maybe you're going to choose a new color. You're doing a tune-up on your look.
Okay, but see, my thought mm-hmm. was that you went and got repaired. You sure. go in maybe with no lipstick, and then they'll put something on you.
You're probably asking the wrong person. I'm
okay.
sorry.
I have no
information.
Well, I want to get off on a tangent here. Do you guys think about lipstick colors during seasons? I've never seen you like in pink lipstick, Katie.
I don't wear
or,
lipstick.
Okay, Heidi, do you wear lipstick?
Once in a while, I make myself. That was like one of the things my mother was always very upset about was that I did not wear lipstick because she was of the generation that you don't leave the house.
Unless you have your face on.
Your lipstick on, yeah. And I like to wear makeup,
yeah.
but...
So as women, do you think that women change their colors
yes,
going into
absolutely.
Seasons?
Yes, absolutely. Because I try new okay. things, yes. but I never wear them regularly because I work with people who will point out I have new lipstick on. Named him.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Pointing, just, sorry.
Just
yeah, but no, I think a lot of people do. It's not something I really care for on my face for some reason. But I have hope someday I'll find the right color.
There are definitely seasonal lip colors. So
okay.
I think the fall colors are rolling out now, so okay. you can stop by True
maybe
North.
Brownish.
I might.
Get a touch up. Yeah.
I might.
Yep.
Yeah.
See what you know. Some to make those.
I
eyes
like
pop.
It maybe like a burgundy or something. Mm-hmm. On my lips.
Sounds fall-like. I'm having a little hard time picturing it, but with that mental image.
Yeah, well, so we'll move on to yarn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yarnworks has yes. an open house also in Central School.
Poor Katie. She's a good sport.
She is.
Then at Brood Awakenings, they have the featured artist for the month is Keith White, and he'll also be playing some of the music that night with G-Rock Revival featuring Leah Lem and Patrick Jackson from 4 to 6. So great music down at Brood tonight. And then at the Rife Center, McCroskey and ISD 318 worked in the fourth grade classes last year to do a bunch of really large, colorful murals and paintings of northern Minnesota wildlife. And those are on display at the Rife, and we're having an open house reception tonight. Hopefully some of the student artists and their families will come up there. We'll have some MAC teaching artists up there as well from 4 to 6 at the Rife Center. So if you, and those paintings will be on display through September 15th. So if you haven't seen them, stop by and check
those
them out.
Those are amazing. They're really cool. I just was up there and I'm so proud of those kids. I mean, it's just, and obviously the instructor or instructors, but it's beautiful. And they're fourth grade. How old are you in fourth grade? 9? Yeah, you're about 9 years old.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
Well, yeah. 9, 10, yeah.
And they're on 2x2 panels. Some are like maybe 6x4s, but most of them are like 4x4s.
Yeah, 4x4 and 4x6. Yeah, they're pretty large and they're very vibrant. They're really fun. It's fun to see them all together too, because the Rife is really the only space where we could actually get them all hanging on the walls, and they look really nice.
They look amazing. Go look at it. I'd love to have an artist statement by one of the 4-year-olds.
That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Fourth graders, not 4-year-olds.
Four-year-olds.
Yeah. It'd be great to have artists. I hope they do come. That'd be fun.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, you know, we sent out information. We had info in the paper and in the flyers for the parents. So I'm hoping that kids and parents will stop up there. But for sure, anybody else can stop by and see the work. And Aaron Squadroni, who did a separate project with the fourth grade, will be up there, as well as David Dobbs from the MAC, to talk about the residency program, and we get to do it again this year.
So, beautiful.
Yeah. And then that brings us to McCrosty, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. There's an Aaron there.
There is an Aaron?
Yeah, you just said Aaron Squadroni.
Yes,
I was thinking
another
the two
Aaron
Aarons.
At McCrosty. Yes. So we have, as always, we have two new exhibits opening, and in our McCrosty gallery, Aaron Olson Reiners, who is another local painter, or our local artist, he's a painter, will be showing his work in a paired show with Nicole Havikost, who's a mixed media sculptor from Rochester. So she has some soft sculptures on display, and she's been working with sewing patterns and sewing notions and things, and it's another one where you're definitely gonna have to see it. I will not be able to describe it. But when we put together our exhibit season, we paired them because we thought they kind of both addressed issues of sort of self-image in different ways and through different media. So those will be on display in the McCrosty Gallery. And then in our Minnesota Gallery, we have a really fun show that I just finished hanging last night, very late. And it's all artwork by Itasca Life Options, which is a organization in town that works with adults with developmental disabilities.
Oh.
And we've been doing an art class with them every Tuesday for years and years. And this past year, we just started doing a Thursday one as well. So twice a week, we do art classes. And there's a lot of artwork that gets made in those classes, and we wanted to have a chance to show some of that. So we've got a couple of the different projects that they've worked on, and we have some self-portraits that they've done. And it's a really very colorful show. I probably put way too many pieces in it because it's hard to choose. So that'll be on display in the...
What's a late night hanging art thing? Is there like music crank?
There probably should have been, but it was sort of like, I'm about to leave, and that lasted 3 hours, so I didn't really like settle into it. Yeah.
Right, you needed like maybe a cocktail and then cranked up music.
Yes, if I had sort of planned that I was going to stay long, but I kept thinking I was almost done, and then I kept moving things around. But then, so we also have music by Kelly Manbeck on guitar, and Timberlake's doing the food, so we'll have a really nice night down at McCrosty.
Wow, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
You can find information at mccrostyartcenter.org or grandrapidsarts.org as well. All the stuff going on for First Friday in Grand Rapids. We'll find out what's going on for First Friday in Bemidji coming up before 9 o'clock with Katie Carter. And up next, we'll be headed to Ely. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Nice to see you guys.